So June 28th, 2018 was a beautiful day. It was about 83 degrees, not a cloud in the sky. I had just finished my lunchtime workout and I took my laptop to the cafeteria patio at work and popped it open and started catching up on those emails that always seem to come in the minute you step away from your computer. And it didn't take long before I started getting messages from friends. Are you okay? I said I was. Somebody else said, where does John work again? And I told him. And the third message was, what's going on in Annapolis? Well, that made me flip my screen and Google Annapolis in the news. And that's when I saw the helicopter footage. I saw the police tape. I saw the journalists coming out of the newsroom with their hands over their head. And I looked for John's blue shirt. But it was too far away. I wasn't sure if I could see him. So I froze for a moment. And then I slammed my computer shut and I sprinted toward my car. But that was when the waiting began. I got 13 calls from television stations asking me for a comment. And I said, a comment on what? At 10:15 p.m., the police showed up at my door, but by then I knew it didn't take 8 hours to give you good news. My husband of 33 years, John McNamara, didn't make it out of the newsroom that day. And I felt like I was underwater. I felt like I was moving through mud and everything was in slow motion. And I was gasping for air. I suppose I identified his body. I suppose I planned his memorial. I suppose I picked out his urn. I got a call from the Moms Demand Action volunteers that asked me what I needed, and I didn't know. We were supposed to leave for vacation, so I had to change my outgoing message, my cheery one, to a more somber one, and I just rattled around the house, moving through mud, gasping for air. I shuddered every time I went by his den, but the urn needed to go somewhere, and I thought I would go in there and see where I might put it. And I pushed open the door, and that's when I saw the boxes of his research on high school basketball. It was three big boxes organized by year and by school and by coach and by player. Adrian Dantley and Danny Ferry and Morgan Wooten and all these great players I had watched with him. And I went to his computer and opened it up and I found his manuscript. And I got into his contacts and I just started calling and I asked people to help me. I asked everybody I knew and people I didn't know. I identified the pictures he wanted to use and I found a publisher and I got a cover design and I found a distributor and the book is out there. And the Moms Demand Action called me and asked me what I want. And this time I told them I knew what I needed. I needed to do something. I'm responsible for John's legacy now. And every time I went to talk about John and his book, I talked about gun violence. And every time I talked about gun violence, I talked about John. And I wrote letters to the editor. I spoke. I went on this little crazy local book tour. And I started testifying before the Maryland House and Senate for bills that would make gun violence more preventable. And the gun extremists didn't like me very much. Even one of the Maryland senators, a Democrat from Baltimore, ended up refusing to let one of the bills even reach the floor for a vote. And I got accepted into a program for women who want to run in Maryland. And I told him, and I said I was going to run against him in the next election. Yeah. And he resigned with 2 years left in his term. And they replaced him with a wonderful woman who's helping keep more Marylanders alive. But the gun violence extremists, they still don't like me. They posted my address on their Facebook page. They showed up at my house. They tried to break in. I told them they can have my 10-year-old TV and my 8-year-old computer if they really want. But they couldn't get in. They mail me things to my house, these pictures of men in tactical gear with guns pointed at me. They show up at the hearings where I'm testifying and they take my picture so they can post it and make fun of me. They follow me to my car at the end of my testimony. I found out what they like to do is they like to follow people like me and scare us and annoy us and make us cry and make us yell at them. And then they can say, see, she's hysterical. They only show the video part where we're mad at them. They don't show what they did to make us mad. And I don't know why I didn't cry. I didn't get mad. I turned around and I looked them in the eye. And I said, what do you think you're going to do to me? Murder my family? Somebody beat you to it. I'm not going anywhere. And that's when I realized I am not going anywhere. Yeah. Thank you.